And good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. And as you know, you can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Join us on our Facebook page at GRN South and Central TX. That's our Facebook group. Hit that like button, follow, and you can keep up with everything we are doing here at the Guadalupe Radio Network for South and Central Texas. Want to thank everyone listening in from Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, Marble Falls, and of course, right here in San Antonio. Thank you for your listenership. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us in getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. And as you know, I try to bring you a variety, or this program tries to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio, and of course, parts of the Diocese of Austin. Now on today's program, this is an hour-long program because we got Father Oscar in the house from St. Louis Catholic Church, and he brought along two of his fellow parishioners over there at St. Louis Catholic Church in Castroville, Texas. Frankie Kemp is here and Jerry Hogue. We're going to get their intros here in just a second after I go through my intro. But I'm really looking forward to this conversation because we're going to be talking about the new school, the new Catholic school that they're building out there called Blessed Father Moyet Catholic School. And it's going to be a middle school and a high school. And it's going to open in about a year. So we're going to talk about how you register, talk about the school, how it came about. You know, St. Louis Catholic Church sits behind the Moy Center out in Castroville, Texas. I've been to the Moy Center for a retreat, and we're going to talk about what's still going to be standing there and where the new middle school and high school is going to be situated there, because they have a beautiful relationship out there, and I can't wait to talk about it. So, but before we start that conversation, let's, you know, do what we always do, and we begin in prayer, and we ask the Lord to, as we pray, to make His will known to us, and for the grace to accomplish His will. We of course, want to be praying for our Pope, Pope Leo, Archbishop Gustavo, Bishop Gary Yannick, Bishop Michael Boulette, all of our priests, deacons, seminarians. Want to pray for our nuns, all those in the religious, our Catholic faith, and of course, our country. And don't forget those first responders who helped out there in Hunt, Texas, and all that went on out there, and all the people that answered the call. They are a blessing, and for that tragedy that occurred. But we want to keep them in our prayers, of course. So with that said, I am going to turn over to Father Oscar so that he could lead us in prayer. Father, if you will.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Loving Father, all is grace. We give you thanks for calling us to participate in your mission to make disciples of all nations. We give you thanks for the gift of faith, for the gift of your presence in your midst, and for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you may rain down your blessings upon us, the gift of the Holy Spirit to enlighten our hearts and minds, that we may be true disciples, that we may pass on the faith I've received through our youngsters in our parish of Castroville, as we envision to set up a Catholic school which will mold our youngsters into the Catholic values, into the Catholic culture. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. And thank you, Father, for kicking off the program. Just like that, we are going. And I want to make sure I point this out because I'm glad Frankie reached out to me, and I'm going to touch on this in a little bit, but I'm going to talk about what's coming up, not just the school, but you know what's coming up with St. Louis Festival. I want to talk about that. I know you're coming in August to talk about it with some others, but we were just talking about it and the lighting of the fire and all that. It's going to be great. And we'll start those in a bit, but I'll tell you where I was at this weekend. It was a busy weekend this weekend. The Catholic Women's Conference was Saturday. I was out there all day. Mary Jane and Deacon Fox do such a fabulous job in the Pilgrim Center of Hope, and Jason New, all the staff. It was incredible. 750 women were at that Catholic Women's Conference. It was packed. The speakers were great. Bishop Gary Onick led the mass, beautiful mass. And so I want to thank them for having us out there. I just about went through every prayer card and sticker that I took out there, and definitely went through all the pens. So all of the women out there that took pens, stickers, prayer card, put those on your car, your sticker, use your pens, and listen to the Guadalupe Radio Network, because it was truly a pleasure to be out there. And I'm glad that we were a part of that on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I was over at the Christmas in July event for Axe Missions. I did a live remote at 11 a.m. to noon and encouraged everyone to come out there. I think they did pretty good. There was a lot of people there. Matter of fact, there were so many vendors, 31 plus vendors, that it was just cramped in that room, but it was good because people were walking around supporting local vendors, and Deb Alanis and her whole crew were out there in red shirts, and they did a fantastic job. The food was great. Everything was great. And I just want to thank Axe Missions for a terrific Christmas in July, and happy 38th birthday. They just celebrated their 38 years in existence as an apostolate. And so it was fun. A great week for Axe Missions last week, and they topped it off with a great Christmas in July. So thank you for allowing us to be a part of that. And we will continue supporting our Axe Missions brothers and sisters over there, and glad to be a part of everything y'all do. Lastly, Fullness of Truth is coming to San Antonio. And those of you who've been to Fullness of Truth know how impactful Fullness of Truth is. Their theme is For Heaven's Sake. And, you know, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be August 15th through the 17th. You could go into fullnessoftruth.org to register. I've been talking to Ken Zammit, the founder, and of course, Kathy, and they are excited. San Antonio is their, I want to say, their largest conference that they have. And so lots of people attend. It's at the Hyatt Regency Hill Country Resort and Spa, August 15th through 17th. If you've never been to a Fullness of Truth conference, you definitely want to go. Okay, so go register. I'm going to be out there doing a couple of live remotes, and they've got a great speaker lineup. You can see all that in fullnessoftruth.org, so I encourage you to do that. So now 8 minutes has gone by, and I told the guys I go 7 minutes, so went a minute longer, but want to introduce my guest here from St. Louis Catholic Church in Castroville. And Father, I want to start with you, Father, because thank you for leading us in prayer, but give us a little bit of history about, you know, where you've been. I know you're 8 months into being over at St. Louis Catholic Church, and you're going to experience your first St. Louis Festival here pretty soon. But tell us a little bit about yourself, Father.
Well, thank you. I'm Father Jean-Oscar Nlandu, CICM. I belong to the Congregation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, called Mission Hurst in the U.S. I'm the actual pastor at St. Louis Church, Castroville. I've been in Castroville for, I would say, 10 months since October.
Yes.
I started in October last year. Mm-hmm. St. Louis is a great community. I'm happy to be pastor, to be member of this community of St. Louis, Castroville. We are two in the community, two priests in the community, myself and Father Roger, is as well CSM. And St. Louis community is growing. Mm-hmm. Is growing is incredible.
That's wonderful to hear.
It's growing.
Yeah.
This is the reason why even I think the community is thinking to have to set up a high school because of the growing population. And the reason why we are here is as well to make people aware of the need of setting up a Catholic school in Castroville.
And eventually we're going to be connected, San Antonio and Castroville, because as you take that drive, there's businesses all along there, all the way.
Right.
And it's like we're almost connected, and everybody's moving that out there that way.
It's amazing.
Well, I'm glad you came on the program, and we're going to talk more about, you know, the middle school and high school that you guys are building out there. And part of the steering committee, of course, I'd be remiss, but I want to bring Frankie in, because Frankie, you were the reason why we are here today. You reached out to me and said, hey, man, we've got this festival coming up. We got this new school we're building. Lots is going on in Castroville, and I need Guadalupe Radio to announce it and bring us on the program. And I said, absolutely. So part of the steering committee, Jerry Hogan and Frankie, tell us a little bit about yourselves and, you know, how this all came about, this school.
Sure, be happy to. You know, Jerry and I are on the steering committee. We're the old guys on the committee. It's actually some
young
young families that are really doing the bulk of the work, and they're working very hard at it and doing a great job. Jerry and I actually known each other our whole life. We started at St. Louis Catholic School together in the first grade.
Oh, wow.
And it lasted for a couple of years, and then that shut down, but we reopened it later. But So Jerry and I have known each other for a long time. My background, I got into education, and in my early years, I was a coach as well.
Oh, cool.
As my children came along, I got out of the coaching field and just stayed in the education field.
Right.
Just recently retired. I spent 35 years teaching, and recently retired.
Congratulations.
So thank you. So now I'm going to spend my time with my beautiful 9 grandchildren.
What school district were you in?
Northside.
Northside, NISD. I'm a product of NISD.
Yes, I sure did.
Clark High School.
I did. I taught over at the Holmes campus for most of those years.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't at the Holmes High School. I was actually at Acela Academy, which was an alternative school.
Uh-huh.
And wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah.
You alluded to the traffic between San Antonio and Castroville, probably my number one reason for retiring.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to devote my time to my family and to the Blessed Mary School.
That's cool. And building this middle school and high school.
Right. Yeah. And it's kind of fun because I get to do it with my wife.
Yeah.
We've been married 41 years, and we've always done everything together. And so now we're both part of the steering committee, and we're working real hard with my family and all the others. And so we're looking forward to that, Gordy.
That is awesome. Now, my other guest here is, of course, Mr. Jerry Hogue. Jerry, welcome to the program. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you, Gordy. Well, Frankie and I are both, I guess, original descendants of Castroville, so we've been around for a long time.
Nice.
Our families have, not us. We're not that old.
Not yet.
And I love our small town because I go to Fredericksburg, Uvalde, and so many families that have been there for years, lots of years. You guys are one of them in Castroville.
We are. We're like Father said, we're very blessed that we have a lot of young people that obviously are very interested in supporting this school.
Yeah.
When you go to Mass, even if you go to 8 a.m. Mass, we have a lot of kids,
mm-hmm.
a lot of kids, which is great, So we started talking about this school about 3 years ago, and it's a long process, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And we're taking it step by step, and, you know, we're excited to be able to open next August.
Amazing. And it just started with a conversation, I take it, that, you know, Castroville's booming, and we need a place for our Catholic kids to go to school. And so you're not doing elementary school, because I take it the elementary is taken care of out there, but you're doing a middle and high school.
Correct. In fact, you mentioned the elementary school. St. Louis Catholic School, the elementary school, is phenomenal. They do just a wonderful job with the children.
Yeah.
And they go to fifth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things Jerry was talking about and Father alluded to in the prayer was our a culture of Catholicism that is very strong in our community. And we want to make sure it continues beyond fifth grade, right? We have worked real hard to make sure that we did that. We're working very closely with the Archdiocese,
mm-hmm.
with our pastors, to make sure we do it. But as they've alluded, both the pace of growth in Castroville it's getting out of hand. I mean, it's fast.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that for those that want to be a part of that, we want to provide something. That's where this came from.
Yeah.
And we put the word out to some folks, hey, anybody interested? And next thing you know, we got 8 or 10 people in a room, and that was 3 years ago.
Wow. So this process started 3 years ago. I mean, y'all started talking about it. Now you're getting into, I guess, the building stage of it, which we're going to talk about. But
we're actually still in the fundraising stage.
Fundraising, okay.
But we have plans for all of those, and Jerry could probably talk a little better
yeah.
to that respect.
And now, Father, I want to turn to you before we go to the break. We got 5 minutes of the break. But, Father, you came in, and all this is going on, and we're just talking about the festival that's coming up. You must be overwhelmed with joy to be a part of a community that is so vibrant.
Correct. St. Louis community is indeed vibrant. And I didn't take a lot of time to get accustomed to the community of Castroville. Very welcoming people, very mm-hmm. organized community, and very strong leadership. What gives me joy, the joy of serving in Castroville, is the participation of yes. the parishioners. Before night, things are done. Jerry, Frank, they're always around. You call them, the next minute, they're at the door.
Father, what all you got to do is call
them. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It gives me the joy to be a priest and to be pastor in this Christian community of Castroville. It's amazing.
And that's, you know, Frankie and I have been talking before you guys came on the air. And, you know, it is amazing what's going on in Castroville and all the surrounding communities around it, right? I mean, you're going to have a big draw for this middle school and high school, not only because you have a successful elementary school, but I think people are going to want that traditional Catholic education that, you know, right now, I don't think it can be found out there, right?
No, it's not. I mean, Catholic education is strong in the Archdiocese, of course, right?
Oh, yeah.
And all of the schools are doing a wonderful, wonderful job.
Yeah.
We're looking to, I guess, take it to a different level, perhaps, like as a way to look at it. Classical education is what we're going to try to found this school on.
Yeah.
And we have plans for that. We have defined plans for that. And we're looking forward to making that available to, yes, like you said, not just Castroville.
Yeah.
It's going to be available to anyone in the area.
The surrounding area. It's going to be big. And Blessed Jean Martin Moy,
mm-hmm.
that's the name that has been chosen for the school's patron.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, sure. Father, or Blessed Jean-Martin Moy.
Jean-Martin Moy,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, he was beatified, by the way, in 1954 by Pius XII.
Okay? Oh, wow, okay.
And he was born in 1762, and in 1868, the order, the Sisters of Divine Providence, as we all know them in San Antonio today,
yes, yes.
Actually housed and set up in Castroville.
That's right.
At the area that we now know of as the Moy Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they came for the reason of educating the children in the rural areas, specifically in Castroville. They, you know, are the roots of Castroville is Alsatian, right? The Alsatian
yes.
founder. And as were the Sisters of Divine Providence when they came.
Right.
Okay. We have had a close relationship with the sisters since then.
Wow.
Even when they left and set up their house in San Antonio, back at where Our Lady of the Lake is now.
Mm-hmm.
We still maintain a close relationship. They taught at St. Louis School up until 1968 when we shut
right.
down. And we have kept that close relationship. And so they are very much a part of our community as well. And to honor that, we couldn't think of a better name for our school than Blessed Moy, because his mission and the sisters' mission is almost identical to ours.
Right. Right. And if anybody's been to a retreat out at the Moy Center, which like I have, that main building that houses all the beds and, you know, I think the kitchen's in there, the dining room, that's staying. But we're going to come back and talk more about that.
Wonderful.
All right, everybody, sit tight. We just got to go to a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk more about the new Catholic middle and high school, St. Louis Catholic, over at St. Louis Catholic Church. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
Hi.
How do I get to heaven? It's the question of a lifetime. And this August, Fullness of Truth invites you to find the answers at their 19th annual Catholic Family Summer Conference, For Heaven's Sake, Staying on the Path with the Science of Sainthood. Join Bishop Gary Yonick, Dr. Brent Petrie, Matthew Leonard, and more, August 15th through the 17th at the Hyatt Hill Country Resort in San Antonio. Family fun, youth programs, sacred music, and powerful talks to ignite your faith. Register now at fullnessoftruth.org/SA25.
The Guadalupe Radio Network and all of its listeners are praying for all those affected by the Hill Country floods. We ask God Almighty to intercede and provide comfort, peace, and healing to all the families who have suffered the loss of a family member or friend. We also pray for the safety of all first responders and rescuers, that God may guide and protect them. May God bless Kerr County, Kerrville, Hunt, Llano, and Georgetown.
Hi, I'm Father Sam Medley from the Society of Our Lady, the Most Holy Trinity.
And I'm Madigan Mayer.
I'll be your host on The Quest every Monday and Wednesday as we dive into your questions about faith, morals, and culture.
No question is too small. We're here to explore it all with you.
That's The Quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network and the free Guadalupe Radio app.
Hey, Keith Downey here, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. Maybe you're a gregarious kind of person who loves talking to strangers. Or maybe you're a little socially anxious and take a while to warm up in a conversation. Either way, our next guest on Morning Joy will fill you with wonderful practical ideas for evangelizing person to person, from pizza to ride sharing to coffee. Listen to Morning Joy starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, and subscribe to the Morning Joy podcast.
All right, and welcome back, everybody. You know what? I got so caught up in the conversation here with the guys, and we're just talking about, you know, the growth and Castroville and all the wonderful people out there, and the fact that this school is going to open up in a year, in August. That's going to go by quickly, and we were talking about all the people behind the scenes. We want to recognize them because Frankie said, you know, it's all the young couples and the young, our kids that are doing a lot. And I think you also mentioned that too, Jerry. It's the young kids that are doing the work out there to get this school, you know, to completion. And we're talking about the website. People out there are listening. They probably like, where do I go to find information out? Well, it's real easy. It's the website is moyschool.com, M-O-Y-E school.com, moyschool.com. And it sounds like one of your kids put this together, and it is beautiful. This website is beautiful. But want to continue talking about, you know, the Moy School that's going to be coming up, the St. Louis Catholic Church. And I was just explaining how if you've ever been to a retreat, okay, an Axe retreat at the Moy Center, right? You go into that front gate, and you know the big building that you're facing is where all the beds are at. It's like three stories. There's a balcony up top with rocking chairs. Well, the school's going to be to the left of that. So if you're familiar with the Moy Center, to the left where the McDonald's sits outside the property, that's where the school's going to be. So it's through this great partnership that St. Louis Catholic Church has sustained over all these years with the sisters that you're able to build on that property. So I think that is a true blessing. But as you were mentioning, this is going to be a traditional Catholic model of education. And Frankie, you were in the education system for a long time. Mm-hmm. Why should kids send their kids, their Catholic kids, to Catholic school?
Well, three words. Truth, beauty, and goodness.
Oh, I like that.
The three pillars of classical education, specifically Catholic classical education. And you don't have to look far to find out, you know, just like vices and virtues, right? You know, we want to bring truth, goodness, and beauty because right now the untruth, right?
Right.
Evil and ugliness are everywhere to be found, right?
Yeah.
We want, you know, parents and schools wanting to raise their children under those three pillars of truth, goodness, and beauty, if we are successful in what we want to do, are going to find that at the Blessed Moy School.
Yes.
And now, I mentioned that I've been in education for a long time. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I love the children I worked with. I love the teachers that I worked with. There's limits on what you can do.
Right.
In terms of bringing that truth, goodness, and beauty to the classroom. We won't have those. And that's what we look forward to doing.
Wow, that was well stated, because that would make me want to send my kids to this school. that was just talking to you right there. And so, you know, Jerry, tell me a little bit about, you know, when you think of a traditional Catholic school, you were raised Catholic. How is this going to affect your lineage, you know, your kids?
Well, number one, Frankie talked about grandkids. I think next year I'll have 6 grandkids at St. Louis.
Wow.
And the oldest grandchild that's at St. Louis will be in the first class over here. So yeah. I guess you could say I have a vested interest in what's going on.
You know what? I didn't even know that. It wasn't part of our question lineup, but I felt like I had to ask you that question because I think it's important, you know, that our grandkids, that they get that classic traditional Catholic education.
And we do too. Obviously, that's why we're doing this. I'm just kind of jumping on what Frankie said. It's so important because of the world we live in today.
Yeah.
And this is, we think, a great opportunity. There's just so many things that are, we think, coming together with the growth in Castroville and surrounding area that make this school, that the time is right.
Yeah.
In other words, when you look back at the history of Castroville and the history of St. Louis Church, they started building the first church in 1844.
Oh, wow.
They started building the second one because the first one became too small in the 1850s.
Wow.
And then by 1868, they had to build a third one because it was growing so fast.
Yeah.
And that's the church we still worship in today. And so we kind of feel the same way. We have that want and need, and that's why we want to do this.
Yeah. Well, y'all are on the right track. And, Father, I want to bring you in here, too, to talk about, you know, you're going to be the pastor when this school opens up. And so I grew up in Catholic school, first or kinder through fifth grade, Holy Rosary. And I always look forward to going to Mass. I think we went to Mass on Wednesdays and then enchiladas in the cafeteria after that. Are you going to continue with that tradition of Mass? Is it daily Mass, or how is that going to work out with the school?
Thank you for your question. As pastor in Castroville and in any parish, a pastor is a pastor of the souls in this territory. I'll be the pastor of the souls of the students of the new school, the Moy School. As Jerry just mentioned, we live in a crazy world today. The world today is going through a deep crisis, a crisis of faith.
Yes.
Faith is no longer part of people's life. God has become absent in people's life. And this is the issue that the school is trying to look at and to address. How to bring up these, our children, into the way of faith. Because this is a mission to make disciples, to pass on the faith that I've received from the apostles.
Right.
To our kids, especially in Castroville. And this is our mission, and this will be the mission of our incoming Catholic school, passing on the values of our Catholic Church, so that these kids may grow within the context of faith. There's a lack as well of reference in the world.
Right.
We live in a world where everything's all right, but we realize as Christians, as Catholics, that everything is not all right. We need a reference, God, our faith. and we can't afford to trade our Catholic faith.
Yeah.
For this reason, we are set to pass on this faith through our children, through Catholic education.
You know, and young kids these days, I say young kids, like, you know, they're very influential, right? And right. So I think having this traditional, you know, Catholic model of education is going to serve them well. But I wanted to ask you also, Father, about the school is planning to have a mission trip and a month in Rome. Are you going to be attending that mission trip, or how is that going to work out?
I hope so, because Rome is the seat of our Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to make these kids, the students, feel the seat of the faith, experience this environment called Rome, where they will see the Pope, the archbishops, and the beauty of Rome, the history of Rome is inspiring. It will be inspiring for them. It will touch their hearts. They will see where St. Peter, the first Pope, where he died.
Yeah.
And this is amazing.
Yeah.
It will help them grow in faith and touch with their own hands these historical venues where our faith started.
Yeah. That is incredible because, I mean, just think about it. You know, when the school opens in a year, if I'm a parent out there and I'm listening to this, I'm like, I want my daughter, my son, to be a part of this, because not only is it going to be a great school, but you're going to be molding these kids.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly. That's the objective. How can we mold our students, these young kids, into Christianity, into the Catholic values? Is right. Instilling faith into them through education. Is not only about being great in mathematics, in science,
right.
But how can we incorporate these values of faith through teaching?
And speaking of teaching, Father, I'm sure you're going to have the best instructors that money can buy out there. I don't know if you want to talk about that, Frankie, but we're talking about what is it going to look like, a day in the life of, you know, a student there at the new Blessed Mary Catholic School.
Well, the most simplest way to say it is this. The day begins with prayer, and the day ends with prayer.
Oh, nice.
All right. Opening prayer, prayer petitions for that day, and we end the day, we say, with prayers of thanksgiving for all that we did. And then, and then that culture of Catholicism that we talked about is going to be woven through the entire day, through their subjects, through their extracurriculars, through their athletics. We're going to have an athletic program.
We haven't even started talking about the athletic
right.
program.
We're going to have all, but it's going to be a part of it. That's right. We're not just trying to reach their brains. We're trying to reach their hearts.
Yeah,
and that's what we think we're going to do. And so, yeah, a day in the life, prayer.
Yeah,
masses, rosaries, adoration, benediction. We have a beautiful hill in Castroville. We call it Cross
Hill. I've seen
Hill.
That. Yeah, it's nice.
I could see a mini pilgrimage, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we have something in particular we want to pray for. That, just wonderful opportunities that we can weave in to the entire day.
Yeah, we haven't even started talking about the athletic program. And, you know, me growing up playing football and baseball, when I read that, I was like, that is so cool. But I want to let everybody know it's 34 after the hour, and you're probably listening going, who are these people talking? And, you know, I'm privileged to have, you know, Father Oscar on the program, Frankie Kemp, and also Jerry Hogue from St. Louis Catholic Church. And we're talking about the new Blessed Mary Catholic School that's going to open in August of next year. I believe it's August of next year,
that's
right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to open in August of next year. What we're trying to do is lay the groundwork here so that our Catholic listeners know what's coming. And if you're out there in the Castroville area or you're planning on moving out there, this is a school you want to look into. And it's called the Moy School. You go into moyschool.com, moyeschool.com. And you're right now still in the fundraising phase, right? Tell us a little bit about that, because there may be people out there listening going, I want to become a part of this. I want to integrate myself, because my kids, I got four kids, and I want them to be involved with this new Catholic school that's coming up in Castroville. How do they do that?
Well, we've been fundraising probably about 6 weeks now, 6 weeks to two months. And we kind of broke the fundraising down into silos, basically. So the first fundraising goal was to raise enough money to buy the building.
Right.
And we have done that. And we're going to close on the building August the 15th with the sisters.
Oh, okay.
So then moving forward, we have a little remodeling we have to do to make it, you know, school efficient, things like that, safety, security, those kind of things. So our next goal is to raise another $300,000 to do that. We have to tear down some walls and do some things.
Right.
And then the next goal is to raise enough money to help us the next 3 years operate. So right. the total goal is around $4 million that we're trying to raise. And we're, I guess, a little under 1.4 right now. So we're off to a real good start. And if you go to our website, as you mentioned, moyschool.com, you can see where you can follow the path to help donate if you'd like to do so.
I'd like to clarify also, you know, a lot of people have been out to Moy. You know, we're not talking about the big building, right? That's still going to belong to the sisters. They'll
right,
still
right.
continue that with retreats.
Right.
We're going to be, as you go in that main gate, for those that are familiar, everything from the left of the main street and that rock house and then the big building. So that's where we're going to be operating from.
And that's a lot of land right there.
It is. It actually is. A lot of buildings can be fit on there. And if you look on our website, you'll see some of the renderings of what we're hoping to accomplish
right.
down the road.
And, you know, St. Louis Catholic Church is behind the Moy Center, and it's beautiful. We went to Mass there, and it was incredible. And I think being right there, locale-wise, I mean, you can walk from there to the Catholic Church. So
that was one of our goals when we looked at properties.
Uh-huh.
We wanted to be as close to the church as we could, obviously. And we looked at, there's some different properties around there, but we just kept coming back to Moy. And obviously for reasons that we talked about previously, it's the perfect spot for the school.
It is perfect, and I think y'all did a great job. And I one of our questions is, you know, where do you see it in 10 years? You're gonna outgrow that area, obviously. That always happens, right?
Yeah.
But there is a lot of space out there to build.
Yeah, and you know, I should also emphasize, you're talking about the growth. This is going to be a planned growth, right? When St. Louis started up in 1986 again after closing down, it was a one grade at a time.
Yeah.
We're going to do the same. So next year when we say we're opening up, we're not opening up 6th through 12. We're opening up 6th grade.
Yeah.
And then the next year will be 7th grade until we get it completely opened up. So you ask 10 years from now, what am I looking for? Four graduating classes.
Yeah.
Maybe the first 2 years are already graduated from either college or they're entrenched in a trade. And they come back and bring back to the school that helped them and offer back to the students at that time.
Yeah, and they come back and teach or, you know.
That, exactly.
What a blessing that would be. So, Father, I want to bring you back in here as well. And, you know, what are you looking forward to? I know there's, you know, there's a lot of fundraising that still has to go on. And so, you know, we're going to pray for that fundraising to come in, those funds to build this. But, you know, being new 10 months into the being a pastor there, what are you looking forward to before this school begins?
Is the participation of the community.
Oh, I like that.
We need the participation of the community because the school will be there to help the families have their children be molded into the Catholic faith. Therefore, we need the participation of the community. That's what I'm expecting from the members of the community. In every way, we need them. We need each one of us to participate.
And Father, that music means we got to go to a quick break, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk about those giving levels. Angel, Archangel, you've got different levels, and we're going to talk about that.
Perfect.
All right. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
Do you enjoy learning about your Catholic faith? The GRN Academy is a new online school developed by the Guadalupe Radio Network to help you learn and grow in your faith. Live online classes start on September 2nd and cover topics like Aquinas' Summa Theologica, music in the liturgy, angels and demons, and Catholic apologetics. For more information and to register for courses, visit grnonline.com/academy.
The month of July is dedicated to the precious blood. O precious blood of Jesus, infinite price paid for the redemption of sinful mankind. O divine blood, drink and laver of souls, standing between us and the Father pleading mercy. With all my heart I adore you, sweet Lord, and offer reparation for the insults, outrages, and ingratitude which you continuously receive from human beings, especially those who dare to blaspheme the divine blood you shed for us. Bless this blood of infinite value. Bless the fire of Jesus' love who shed it to the last drop for us. Where would I be if not for this divine blood that redeemed me? Indeed, Lord, I have drawn it from you to the last drop. What love! Thank you for this saving balm. May every heart, every tongue, now and forever, praise and thank this priceless balm, this saving blood, this fountain of crimson mercy welling up from the fountain of infinite love. Amen.
This is retired Navy Vice Admiral Steve Stanley. With Archbishop Broglio, I'm promoting the cause for canonization of Father Vincent Capodanno. This U.S. Navy Catholic chaplain and Medal of Honor recipient was wounded twice, but freely gave his life on a Vietnam battlefield, anointing fallen Marines. Who better provides a heroic example for imitation as Christians? We need your support and prayer. Visit CapodannoGuild.org. That's CapodannoGuild.org.
And we are back. Welcome, everybody. We are so blessed to have you as listeners out there listening in on the Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas listening area, which is comprised of San Antonio, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and Marble Falls. And today, we are talking with... Oh, this is awesome. This has been a great conversation because this involves a brand new school that is going to be built, a brand new Catholic school, Blessed Moy Catholic School, that's going to be built out in Castroville and at the Moy Center next to where, you know, the sisters have their dormitory there. And we're talking about that, and we're talking about how you can get involved, what the day in the life of a student's going to be like out there. I've got Jerry Hogue and also Frankie Kemp here in the studio, along with Father Oscar. And what a privilege it is to have Father Oscar in here. He's going to take us out in prayer before we leave this segment. But in the meantime, I wanted to pick up where we were talking, what we were talking about last, the last segment, Frankie, and that's the permanent giving levels that people can participate in from all over San Antonio. You don't have to live just in Castroville or Hondo. You can be in San Antonio and give to this great cause, especially if you believe in, which a lot of us do, in our Catholic schools and what they stand for. But let's cover some of these donation levels and where do they go to donate?
Okay. Well, first of all, if they go to the moyschool.com website, you'll see there's a QR code that they can do that.
Moyschool.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And it also has a post office box that we could send anything to if somebody wants to write a check or whatever, right? But so we have a lot of different ways to do it. Of course, just get in contact with us through the website and we can help with that. But yes, that's the stage we're at. You know, we have been approved for fundraising through the Archdiocese, and that's where we are putting most of our energies, though we have plans for beyond. Mm-hmm. That's where we're at. And so anybody that feels the need or thinks that what we're doing is worthwhile, we would love to have any type of contribution that came, because this giving is eternal.
Yes. Yeah. You can say, hey, I was a part of this when they first started. And, you know, we got to help our brothers and sisters out in Castroville.
Yeah, we'd love to see that. And of course, we're going to recognize people that do that. Don't get me wrong. Some folks are not able to, right? And they give maybe their time or their talent. And we are just so appreciative of that. Yep. Right? In fact, we've received a lot of that already. But the sad reality is it takes funds, right? And so we have some permanent plaques we're going to put on the place.
Oh,
we're
nice.
Naming some buildings, right? The main building we're talking about is a so if we have somebody that is a very maybe a wealthy benefactor, and if they can give $1 million to our program, we're going to name that building after them.
Wow.
The administrative first building will be named after them or somebody of their choice.
Right.
And then we have different. We're gonna have plaques, right? Permanent plaques on the place. Mm-hmm. And so we call those levels the angels, the archangels, the cherubim, and the seraphim. And as low as $5,000, we're going to get you a name of you or your family member on a plaque.
Right.
And then up to the seraphim level of $100,000. That's what we're looking to attract to our school.
So it could be at any level. They just have to go into moyeschool.com, moyeschool.com. You can make your donation there to help this great cause.
Right. And, you know, another thing is not just people that have academic love, right, Catholic academic love.
Right.
We're going to have two tracks on our school. We're going to have an academic track, and we're going to have a trades track.
Oh, right? Tell me about that.
And so that's going to be exciting because what we want to do is in the trades track, we know that the trades today are in desperate need of well-formed young people. Right? Mm-hmm. Not just with technical skill, but the ability to create and recognize beauty. It might be stonemasonry or art or whatever, right? And we're going to offer a high-quality vocational track where we prepare them. So we talked about going to Rome. Those are the students that are going to be able to benefit from that, right? Well,
right.
You know what? There are a lot of people in our area in the trades. Maybe they're not in academia,
right,
but they're in the trades, and they believe in Catholic education. They believe in integrating the Catholic culture into all areas, including the trades,
right,
and those who we're hoping to attract, because we're going to offer those two tracks to our students.
God, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. And, you know, the parents that are out there listening in, we're just talking about Highway 90 and 1604, from there to Castroville is 15 minutes. Without traffic, right?
Right.
So, I mean, if you're a parent and you live along that corridor, and you are interested in, you know, sending your child to a very worthwhile Catholic school, it's not very far from San Antonio. And like you said, I think we were talking about, you did all the checkoffs with the Archdiocese. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Before we started this, we went straight to the Archdiocese, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Marty, mm-hmm. and said, what do we need to do? Just do it the right way.
Yeah.
And so they recommended we use the Meitler Group. They came in. We did an extensive study, studied the demographics, the desires, the population and all that. They came back, thumbs up. Now's the time. Do it.
Wow. All the boxes have been checked.
They have been.
Now we just need to raise the funds and start building those buildings, which it's going to go fast.
Yeah. We think so, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, a year from now, we're in July, so you're talking August of next year, Father, that this is going to come to life. And when it does, it's going to be so beautiful. So, Father, let me turn to you before we get done with this hour. It's going by so fast, but we're covering a lot of ground. And I do want to encourage everyone out there to say a prayer for Blessed Father Catholic School, that everything goes smoothly. And prayer is what is going to build this Catholic school. Right, Father?
Correct.
And we need the need for prayer. How has the... How have the parishioners at St. Louis Catholic Church, tell us how they're responding to this.
The response is great. The participation is great. We just need to animate people to participate all the more. But I really am very appreciative towards the participation of the parishioners towards this project, because everybody understands this is a way of passing on our Catholic faith to our younger generations. Uh-huh. Is a mission to be fulfilled. It's up to each one of us to participate in this mission. And this, I'll make also the same call to whoever, even those don't live in Castroville, who have been blessed to participate in this mission. This reminds me next Sunday's gospel. This man was blessed with a plentiful harvest. What he did, he said, oh, this year I had a wonderful harvest. I'll build bigger barns for rainy days. It's interesting to see what the Lord says, how he describes this man who received a plentiful harvest. You fool, who told you that they will live to see the next day?
Right.
Because he kept all these blessings for himself. He missed to understand that has been blessed so that others may be blessed through him. That's what we are talking about. How can you participate? How can you become a blessing to this school, this Moy school, to be built in Castroville?
And we need lots of blessings, of course, to make this happen. And I'm going to kind of jump forward because Frankie and I, we've been talking a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at my calendar. You're coming in August 18th to talk about St. Louis Day celebration.
I am.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
And I the reason I brought it up is, and I can't wait till we talk about that, because there's a lot. It's a 2-day celebration. Mm-hmm. But do any of those proceeds go to help the school?
No.
Okay, that's separate. That's for the church.
Strictly for the church.
Yeah. We're going to have a separate conversation about that. But Father, the reason I brought it up is Father's here, and you're talking about the lighting of
the lighting of the sacred fire.
Of the sacred fire. I want to go over that real quick. Tell us that story.
Interesting.
Well, we know thousands of pounds of beef that we barbecue for the festival.
When is that festival, by the way?
It's going to be on the 24th of August.
24th.
And okay. The beer garden night is the 23rd.
23rd. Right?
But that evening, early evening, we always light the fires, the mesquite fires, for the barbecue for the next day. And so we started having fun with it. And since Father is going to be his first St. Louis Day, he will be designated to light what we call the sacred fires. That's going to barbecue all the food for the next day. So we're looking forward to that.
But you were telling me a story about a priest that was lighting the fire, and they didn't have lighter fluid, so they used gas, and all those fumes went around him.
It totally engulfed Father Fischler, and we were scared, but it did not even singe an eyelash.
Not one hair, see? And so we told that story, and Father's kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't know about that. But no, that is going to be another conversation. But I did want to talk about that because you are going to come back on. We, you know, like I say in my intro, we support our Catholic churches. We support festivals, schools. And so it's so wonderful to have, you know, somebody outside of San Antonio coming in to talk about what they're doing. Because I know in Fredericksburg, Kerrville, they do a lot as well. And we support our surrounding communities. And I want to make it known that, you know, if you're listening here in San Antonio, they definitely need your support for this new Catholic school called Blessed Father Moy School, right?
Yes.
And it is going to be a middle school and a high school. So we've got about 6 minutes left, Father. Want to talk about, you know, I know you're new there. It's 10 months into, you know, being part of the beautiful community out in Castroville. But, you know, give us some insight as to, you know, what St. Louis Catholic Church, anything coming up besides the festival that's coming up. I want you to encourage people to participate and, you know, join St. Louis Catholic Church. Why should they?
Wonderful question. The reason why we want more people to come and participate in our parish is because our parish is open to everyone. As any Catholic church, is a house of God.
Absolutely.
Is a community meant for everyone to grow in faith, joining together for the salvation of our soul. In St. Louis, we build community. And it's amazing. I'm so happy to be part of this parish. And for this reason, I'm inviting everyone around because we see how Castroville is growing. For those who are not yet registered in any parish or have just moved towards Castroville, please come and join us in Castroville, register and participate. We have a lot of ministries. We have great leaders in the community. You not to be left out. You have your place. Come and join our parish. Come and join our ministries.
And tell us a little bit, Frankie, we haven't even touched on this, but you've got other ministries at St. Louis Catholic Church, you know, Knights, Acts, all that.
Sure. Yeah. The Acts missions are very strong in Castroville. Not the Knights so much, only because we have a men's benevolent society. It's been around for,
how
long? St. Louis Society, 150 years?
Whoa.
Yeah, they've been around 150 years, and the St. Louis Men's Society, and they kind of serve the same role as the Knights do in a lot of the parishes.
So right.
Very vibrant. Same thing. We have a St. Anne's Society. I tell you, since Father Oscar, and I don't mean to do it right here, but since Father Oscar and Father Roger have been involved, those missions, apostolates that are part of our parish, are strong and they're growing.
Right.
If someone was to describe, if a new person were to come to Castroville and spend a few days in our parish, and you ask them, can you describe St. Louis? They would say, it's Catholic.
Yeah.
It's very Catholic. And there's no doubt about that. It's growing. I mean, some of our, we have daily mass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of those daily masses have more people in attendance than some weekend masses at some places.
So correct.
It's wonderful. The parking lot's full during the week and for the morning masses.
Well, when I did my Acts retreat at the Moy Center, I got to go into y'all's church, and it is beautiful. If you want to look at it right now, go into stlouiscastroville.com. Mm-hmm. stlouiscastroville.com. It is a beautiful church that if you can go out there on Sunday Mass, I mean, go out there for and celebrate either Vigil Mass on Saturday or Sunday. You got 8 a.m., 10:30 a.m., noon Mass, and a 2 o'clock Spanish. So plenty of opportunity if you want to get out there to check out St. Louis Catholic Church in Castroville. I would say go out there. It's well worth it. Father, tell us a little bit more about that.
I would like to touch on ministries. We have a wonderful and vibrant youth ministry.
Yes.
It's growing. It's amazing. I've never seen this before. I was in San Antonio, but what I'm seeing in Castroville is just amazing.
It's booming. I'm sorry that music came in so early, but Frankie, thank you so much for coming on. Father Oscar, thank you. And also Jerry, thank you so much. Wonderful success to each one of y'all and St. Louis Catholic Church.
Thank you, Gordy. Appreciate having us.
Appreciate it.
Have a great week, everybody. God bless.
Thank you.
The family that prays together stays together. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Do you know that San Antonio has a medical practice that was named under the patronage of St. John Paul II? Dr. Stephen and Amber Pilkington opened Dignity Women's Center for the purpose of providing authentic women's health care in the area of OBGYN and mental health. Dignity Women's Center offers total women's health care and professional counseling in line with church teaching. You can learn more about the various services from Dr. Stephen and Amber Pilkington at dignitywomenscenter.com.
Father John Bartunek, in his book, The Better Part, wrote, "Gratitude is one of the most beautiful flowers in the whole garden of virtues. It directly contradicts self-centeredness, self-indulgence, and self-absorption. It builds bridges, unites communities, and softens hearts. It encourages and inspires. It cuts through discouragement and counteracts depression. It opens the soul to the truth and releases anxiety. It brings smiles and gladness wherever it blooms. What a pity that it is as rare as it is lovely. When was the last time you were truly grateful to our Lord for the spouse He has given to you? When was the last time that you told your spouse you are very grateful for him or her? Gratitude goes a long way in healing wounds. Give it a try. Go home today and tell your spouse how grateful to God you are that he or she married you. This has been A Minute for Your Marriage and Family from the Three Hearts Institute. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In John 6, Jesus teaches about giving himself to us in the Eucharist. The multitudes had followed him everywhere, hanging on his every word and rejoicing at his miracles. Yet, when he speaks of consuming his flesh and his blood, of literally taking him into our own bodies, his friends and disciples are beyond scandalized. The law prohibited consumption of blood. How can their master be serious? Many simply cannot get beyond the literal meaning of Jesus' words, and they abandon him. Jesus could have stopped them by saying that he was speaking symbolically, but he let them go. Because our Lord made exactly what he said. Like the Passover lamb of the Old Testament, his flesh is to be consumed to bring salvation not only to the chosen people, but to the entire world. Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. Come, let us adore him.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.